This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The 2018 North American International Auto Show has been holding media previews all week long. And tomorrow night is the Black Tie Charity Preview, which raises millions for children's charities. And then the doors open to the public Saturday. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is there at the Cobo Convention Center. Daniel, what are the main themes or stories that you see coming out of this 2018 show?
Well, it's quite a few things in a sense. I mean, we have another round of the truck wars between General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, which is a perennial thing that, depending on how product cycles go. And then juxtapose that to everybody saying they're going to get in electric vehicles. Ford said they were going to more than double their spend on electrification from about $4.5 billion over a five-year period to $11 billion. And I think maybe the quote of the week so far has been from Bill Ford Jr., the executive chairman, saying, "We're going all in on electrification. We just hope the customers follow us."
And that is something we've explored.
That's a smart. So, I mean, I think that's clearly one. I think another one was a lead I was playing with, didn't write, but was playing with at one time earlier in the week, which was, you know, Detroit held an auto show and its hometown automakers didn't show up. And what I mean by that is in the first two press days, you only had one traditional Detroit manufacturer, Fiat Chrysler, which is legally and technically not based in Detroit or the United States, hold one press conference. It's Ram Brand on Monday and another one with Jeep on Tuesday. No press conferences from Ford or General Motors in either of those press days.
Why is that, do you think? That's surprising.
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. Number one, this calendar got moved back so that the first full press day fell on Martin Luther King holiday. And I think that, frankly, irritated some of the automakers, felt it would be inappropriate for them to do a big hoopla and launch a product on that day. I think more generally is that more and more automakers are starting to look at and employ off-site events that are not contiguous to the auto show. For example, they launched their autonomous vehicle last week and showed and made the news about that. Mm. Ford did the same thing with the Ranger. Technically, it's Ford Ranger pickup. It was shown on Sunday afternoon, part of the proceeding, but really not part of the official press day. So for people that weren't actually here, they would have missed it. General Motors showed its Chevy Silverado a month ago in Texas. They did an event Saturday night. They were the only people doing a Saturday night event. They did an event Saturday night before the press days. And again, for people who are coming in from Europe or Asia, they probably weren't even here by the time they did that.
That just seems counterintuitive, because if you've got the attention of the world, as it will, you've got media coming mm-hmm. from all over, why wouldn't you want to maximize that?
Well, you know what I think they would say? We're reaching the audience we want to reach, and they would probably tell you that we don't need to reach the European media. We don't need the Asian media to sell a pickup truck. We need the Americans. We need the Detroiters and the regional people whose publications are read by our buyers. Their buyers of Chevy pickup trucks are not in Japan, South Korea, and Germany. And as a result, I think more and more you see a lot of targeting and really being able to use the power of the internet and the ability to focus on who their audiences are to make these kinds of decisions. So that it's not just, no longer is the auto show all things to all people, including all media. I think they slice and dice, and they also do the same thing with executive time. We're seeing fewer and fewer executives. I'm hearing rumors the German auto executives are basically telling people, we're not coming back. There really is not a reason for us to be here. So I think these shows are going to continue to morph. Now, if you're in the market for a car, by all means, you should come down, you should see it. But from our perspective, it's a little different thing.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes checking in from the Cobo Convention Center at the auto show. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.